Vous avez la parole.
Ah, merci, Monsieur le Vice-président. Very much appreciate Austria's recent efforts and increased financial contribution, which we have heard about. Indeed, it is a pleasure to have Austria among our largest donors now, and that is hopefully also an encouragement to others to follow the example. And thank you, Ambassador, very much for your mentions of some important aspects, education, which some other delegations have flagged. This remains a very important investment for us to ensure a lifting of the enrollment rates of refugee children. We had made quite some progress until the COVID came, and then that, of course, was a setback in many settings. But we should not be deterred, and with your support and support of other donors and host countries, we hope to continue to make progress. Agradezco también a España por su declaración y su mención muy importante del fortalecimiento que se ha hecho en España de la capacidad del Estado de responder a un aumento de las solicitudes de asilo. Eso es muy importante. Estamos siempre listos para apoyar más si es necesario en este esfuerzo que es muy importante. Gracias también a España por su compromiso, por su apoyo global y especialmente en Latinoamérica, en el MIRPS. España tuvo un papel de liderazgo muy importante en el MIRPS y también en la respuesta a la crisis de los migrantes y refugiados venezolanos. El papel de España fue y sigue siendo muy, muy, muy fundamental. Muchas gracias por eso y por su atención en temas muy importantes, la diversidad, los temas relativos a mujeres y niños y particularmente la salud reproductiva y sexual. Moving to other regions, I would like to thank Syria for its statement. We indeed will continue to work on together with your government to address whatever obstacles there may be to the best solution for Syrian refugees in the region, which I have already said many times yesterday and today, remains voluntary return. I mentioned this also, as I've said already, quite clearly in my opening statement, as you have noted, and I appreciate that. I join your appeal in saying that more support needs to be given inside Syria for the returnees, for the areas of return, not only for the returnees among the refugees, but also, as you mentioned, for the returnees that are internally displaced and return home. And the work that we're doing together with the government, you mentioned it, on legislation and other aspects must continue, of course. I definitely look forward to my visit in the next short period to continue this discussion. Many thanks to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for the reaffirmation that they intend to continue to be a generous donor to our operation globally. I could mention many examples, but I would like to just recall that I think it was just before the pandemic, I traveled to Riyadh to a humanitarian forum, and on that occasion, I signed an important agreement with the Saudi Development Fund for substantive assistance inside Afghanistan, I think in the north of Afghanistan. So one tranche, I think, was implemented, and really an encouragement to continue because we've heard so many statements about the importance of continuing humanitarian assistance in Afghanistan. So that project is a good example and it should continue. And thank you, China, for your strong support always for the Global Compact on Refugees, for its principles and practices, also manifested in the Global Refugee Forum. Your voice will be very important also at the high-level officials meeting in December in this respect. Very much appreciate China's remark on the response to COVID in a refugee context, displacement context, and also on the necessity to include in vaccination campaign, but to support those vaccination campaign through better vaccine equity around the world. We do work, there was a mention of that in the statement, very closely with the World Health Organization, with WHO, but also with other organizations that are responsible for vaccine responses and management, Gavi, the Global Fund, and others. And very much welcome also China's mention of the continuation of its humanitarian support through UNHCR and the wish to increase and expand that cooperation. Et je termine avec l'Afrique, avec le Cameroun. Mes salutations aussi au ministre Mbella Mbella, que d'ailleurs je viens de voir à New York. Nous avons eu une très fructueuse bilatérale à New York. Le Cameroun demeure bien sûr un pays hôte très important pour des réfugiés du Nigeria, de la République centrafricaine et autres. Un pays hôte qui privilégie l'inclusion des réfugiés dans les services, dans le marché du travail. Et je me joins à vous, Monsieur l'Ambassadeur, pour renouveler l'appel aux donateurs pour que cela soit reconnu et soutenu. Et nous allons bien sûr continuer à travailler avec vous et avec les États voisins à travers les accords tripartites qui sont très importants dans ce contexte. Et je conclue avec cela, Monsieur le Vice-président, je pense. Oui.